Good morning, everybody. Good to Rach. You have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says "Achrei Rabbim Lahatos." The original meaning of the pasuk is that if they have a split vote and a bezdin, you follow the majority. But included in the pasuk is a din of bittul beroy, that if you have anything treif falls into something that's kosher, so the treif is less than 50%, and the kosher is more than 50%. So strictly speaking, it's bittul beroy. Then the Gemara says that not only does this din of bittul beroiv apply min haTorah, sometimes in Ichishim with the Rabbanon, sometimes in Ichishim min haTorah, but basically the din is that the treif thing is bittul beroiv. Then the Gemara says the din of bittul beroiv doesn't only apply when you have something treif; it applies when you have something that's tamei gets mixed with something that's tahor. Then the Gemara says it applies even when you have dam of two different korbanos get mixed in together. You have dam hapar and dam hasoyer on Yom Kippur. So whichever is more than 50% is there, and whatever is less than 50% should really be bottled. The Gemara has a whole discussion. How is the kohen going to fulfill the mitzvah Yom Kippur? Lokach mi dam hapar, mi dam hasoyer. In Yizorek on the Mizbeach, the dam hapar is going to be much more than the dam hasoyer. Par is a big fat animal, soyer is a skinny malink. So there's more dam from the par than from the soyer. The din of bittul beroiv applies by everything. So the Gemara says, what if you have mixed in a whole mush? You have, let's say, tuna fish, which is shahakol, mixed in with something that's really huadoma, and the whole thing is on, well, one big mush altogether. So the Gemara says the din is, whichever is the right, is there, whichever is the new, there's a bottle of beripe. So let's say if the right is huadoma, you only say huadoma. If the right is shahakol, you only say shahakol. You don't say two brachas, baripi huadoma and shahakol, before you start eating the whole mush. Whatever is the right is the ikar. We arbitrarily declare it as the ikar. The one exception to the rule, then there's a question. Let's say you have a fruit cup. You have vegetables. You have some fruits that are huadoma. Let's say pineapple, we say, is huadoma. Banana is huadoma. And other fruits are burpy white. So let's say you have a fruit cup, and you take everything and the spoon all together. And then you have the raiv is huadoma. The raiv is huadoma. So they're not mushed in together, not meshed up together. Each one is nicker. You can separate one from the other. They're clearly and obviously separate things. So that's a sofik nechai adam. When you say bittul beroiv over there, because it's nicker. Whenever the thing is nicker, you don't say bittul beroiv. So because the chai adam is mesupik, we have a rule that sofik brachas lahakel. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you only say one bracha. Whichever is in the right, you should say the bracha. Whichever is in the miut, it's included in the bracha on the right. So the one exception to the rule, the Gemara says, is chameshes minyei dogam, where you say bari minyei mezuz. So someone showed me the other day. Someone showed me a breakfast cereal that says that it's a mixture. Every when you eat this cereal, it's a mixture. 7% is wheat flour, and 7% is oat flour, and 7% is corn, and 7% is something else. A whole bunch of other things. So from the whole mixture, only 14%. Is very minimum zayas, and all the rest is huadoma, shahakol, all different brachas. So the Gemara says that's the one exception to the rule. And chamesh is minei dogan, wheat. Over here it's wheat and oats. Didn't have barley, didn't have the other stuff. But let's say you have a cholent. So if you have a cholent, you have some of the barley grains are there. Barley grains are cooked, so it's very minimum zayas. And you have other stuff over there. The barley grain is way less than 50% of the whole mixture. But since the barley grain is bari minim zaynus, it's chameshes minyei dogam bari minim zaynus. I'm not talking about rice is bari minim zaynus, but it's not chameshes minyei dogam. So if you have rice, you say bari minim zaynus in the beginning, you say bari nefashis at the end. But if you have chameshes minyei dogam, that's bari minim zaynus. So even though it's less than 50%, that's always considered the ikar. So you have this breakfast cereal that only 7% of it is wheat flour, and 7% of it is oat flour. So it's only, the sachakol is only 14% of the whole thing. It's less than 50%. 14% is bari minyei mezuzos, and the rest is other brachas. So the din is that you say bari minyei mezuzos in the beginning, but you don't say ala michya at the end, unless you had a kazayas of the grain, of the wheat and the oats. So if it's only, the whole thing is only 14% of the whole mixture, so if you're just going to eat one kazayas of the breakfast cereal, that's not enough to say ala michya. If you have just one kazayas, you say bar nefashis at the end. You have to have six times as much, because 14% is something like one-sixth of 100%. So you have to eat six gezeisim. So some made a calculation, you're going to eat two bowls of cereal. Okay. Eat two bowls of cereal, then you say, Allah michi at the end. You only have five times a kezayis. Then you say, bar nefashis at the end. There is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, let's say you make latkes for Chanukah. So you have potatoes. So the potatoes are bar pi hadam, and you put in flour. So what is the role of the flour that you mix in? So if you mix in a lot of flour, then it should be more filling. So then even though the flour is way less than 50%, that's considered the ikar, and you say bar mini mezanis. But then you only say alamichi at the end if you ate so many latkes that you know that you had a kazais of the flour. But a lot of times you only put in a little bit of flour, the debik, the alma, that the latkes shouldn't fall apart. You're not really interested in making them more filling. So then the Gemara said, that's mamash a tofa. That's mamash a tofa. If something is a tofa because it's less than 50%, then that rule of less than 50% doesn't apply to the chameshes minei dogan. But if it's a tofa because it's mamash a tofa, it's just to hold the latkes together, it shouldn't fall apart. So then the din of Iker and Tofel even applies to the Hameshes Minigo. Here we're talking about a bun or a loaf of bread that doesn't have 50% of a flour. Has a little, part of it is flour from grain, from wheat, and part of it is soy, and part of it is other stuff. So the part of it that's wheat flour is not for the purpose of just holding it together that it shouldn't fall apart. They want it to be filling. So the din is that it will be hamotzi if it's going to be baked later on. The din is, there's a machloikis, when you learn brachas, when you learn psachim, there's a machloikis Tosfos and the Ramban. So in the Shulchan Aruch, accepted opinion is like the Ramban. You don't pass from like Tosfos. That if you have something that had a blila ovo, something had a thick dough, but then you cook it, instead of baking it in the oven, you cook it in a liquid. So then, that's bar min zenis. That doesn't become hamotzi. In order to become hamotzi, Tosfos shita is that either if you have lila over, if you have a thick dough, even if you cook it, it's hamotzi. Or if it's a batter that pours a lila raka, but then you bake it, it becomes hamotzi. So we don't pass like Tosfos that either or. Even though it's such a famous Tosfos, you don't pass like that Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Chala and in Hilchas Hamotzi, it's only considered lechem if you had afia on the thing. So if the thing is going to be baked, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be cooked, it's going to be baked, it's going to be fried. I assume it's going to be baked in the oven. So if it's going to be baked, then it's mamash hamotzi, because part of it is flour from the chameshes minei dogan. But in order to say Birchas Hamazon, you have to find out what percentage, we still didn't find out, you have to find out what percentage of the mixture is wheat flour or oat flour to make sure that we ate a kazayis of it. If you didn't have a kazayis of the hamotzi part of it, kazayis of the chameshes minidogim part, then the bracha achrayna will be bar nefashis. It won't be Birchas Hamazon. But the thing before, the bracha before certainly is going to be hamotzi. Enjoy your delicious meals. Have a nice day.